Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
The Anti-Doping in Sport Act of 2008 resulted in the establishment of four independent bodies: the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, the JADCO Therapeutic Use Exemption Committee, TUEC, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel, and the Jamaica Anti-Doping Appeals Tribunal. Each body has a different role to play in the execution of Jamaica's anti-doping program in accordance with the standards stipulated by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. The 2008 Act was repealed in 2014, and on January 1, 2015, the Anti-Doping in Sport Act 2014 took effect. Among the amendments was the renaming of the Disciplinary Panel, which is now the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel, as well as the Appeals Tribunal, now the Anti-Doping Appeal Tribunal. JADCO's mission is to foster a dope-free environment in Jamaica that promotes the ethics and spirit of sport through education, testing, advocacy, and the coordination of an effective anti-doping program. The commission is responsible for protecting the rights of clean athletes and ensuring that athletes, as well as their support personnel, understand the anti-doping rules, the World Anti-Doping Code, and associated international standards. The code is the document which harmonizes anti-doping regulations across all sport in all countries. JADCO is funded by the Government of Jamaica and is guided by a board of directors appointed by the Minister of Sport. The board provides policy and strategic direction to the commission, which is headed by an executive director who oversees four divisions: human resource management and administration, finance and accounts, technical services, and communication and education. JADCO's major functions are to conduct testing and results management, as well as develop and execute public education and communication programs. Team members in the technical division ensure that doping control is carried out on all athletes according to international standards. They also manage the test results and refer cases of anti-doping rule violations to the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel. The Communication and Education Division executes the Commission's public education program, bringing the anti-doping message to athletes, their support personnel, and the general public. Six qualified medical practitioners make up the JADCO Therapeutic Use Exemption Committee, TUEC, appointed by the Board of Directors. Its members serve for three-year terms and are responsible for granting or revoking therapeutic use exemption certificates. A therapeutic use exemption certificate grants an athlete permission to use substances or methods included on the WADA prohibited list for the treatment of a legitimate medical condition. Cases of anti-doping rule violations are referred by JADCO to the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel, which consists of no more than 9 persons. The members of the panel are appointed by the Minister of Sport. The members include a chairman and 2 vice chairmen, each of whom should be legal practitioners with not less than 10 years of experience. 3 persons who have been medical practitioners for no less than 5 years, and 3 additional members, each of whom should have previously been a sports administrator or an athlete. 3 members of the panel are selected in each instance to hear evidence and determine the outcome of each case presented. The Minister of Sport also appoints the 7 members of the Anti-Doping Appeal Tribunal. Its purpose is to hear and determine issues arising from decisions made by the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel. In addition to a chairman and vice chairman who have both served as either a judge of the Court of Appeal or of the Supreme Court, the tribunal should consist of persons who have served in the post of Director of Public Prosecutions or a senior member of the staff of the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, 2 medical practitioners in the field for at least 10 years, a former sports administrator, and a former athlete. Only the Appeal Tribunal and the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which is an independent judicial body providing services for the settlement of sports-related disputes, have the power to overturn rulings made by the disciplinary panel. To learn more about JADCO and the administration of Jamaica's anti-doping program, feel free to contact JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call them at 929-3500. You can also log on to www.jadco.gov.jm. This has been JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.